your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Continuing with KER Politics. We're going to talk right now about perhaps the biggest thorn in American society right now, because it really is a great example of how our society is deteriorating into a very, very negative place. Going to talk a little bit about Hunter Biden, going to talk a little bit about his dad, the President of the United States, and we're going to talk a little bit about the classified documents that showed up in Philadelphia. Let's start out talking about Hunter. I'm amazed that he has not been investigated by the FBI personally. I'm amazed that he has not been fully investigated by the Justice Department. What's the reason for that, Jimmy? Is it as simple a reason as simply the fact that his dad is the President of the United States, in your opinion?
Well, I think it's because, and he has been investigated. Let's just be clear on that.
Apparently, not really effectively.
He hasn't been charged.
No.
He hasn't been held accountable for any of the actions that he's done. And your point there is very good. Why haven't they done something about this?
Yeah.
And I would say, yeah, it's very clearly because he was associated with the former vice president and with the Obama administration. And when his father,
yeah,
and he was probably so deeply embedded in corrupt activities and influence peddling that it would bring down possibly the entire legacy of the Obama Biden presidency from 2008 2016.
I agree with that, Jim.
I think what we're seeing right now is this unbelievable. It's opening the doors, I think, to many people's eyes that there is a two-tier justice system in Washington. If you are an insider inside the Democratic Party or a government, like all things center around the government, then you're protected.
Yeah.
If you are an outsider or you're trying to change that and take away the power that has been amassed in the intelligence community, in the Department of Justice, in the FBI, the federal control that's permeating our society, if you're against that, as a politician, you're going to be attacked. But if you're on the inside and you're corrupt, you're going to be protected, because if you break a little bit off of this, you show a little bit of what's happening, the entire house of cards could collapse. And I think that's beginning to happen right now. I think it's especially with this classified document scandal with Joe Biden and what's happening behind the scenes there between the DOJ and the White House.
Well, I read yesterday where that investigation was going to get to be a little bit more serious. I thought it was pretty serious as it is right now, but can you elaborate at all on what do they mean it's going to get a little bit more serious?
So, let's go back to what has happened. The Penn Center in the president's lawyers, White House lawyers, were actually going through documents, found classified, went to the Department of Justice. Department of Justice basically kept it silent. And according to Breitbart reporting and Washington Post reporting, they actually cut a deal with the White House to keep it silent.
Uh-huh.
So DOJ decided to work with the White House to kind of keep this entire classified thing from becoming too big of an issue.
Yeah.
That's incredibly damaging for their credibility, like we need anything else to damage their credibility. Then the White House says, hey, that's it. They looked at these documents, no big deal. But then they kept finding more and more in different places, unsecured and basically uncontrolled. But here's where you have this connection between Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. There was one person in this. I don't know how many of our listeners out there actually have heard this yet, but there was a vice presidential staffer, a staffer for Joe Biden while he was in office from 2012 towards the end of his term till 2016, actually 2017 when he moved out. Her name was Kathy Chung.
Yeah.
She's been investigated. She's been interviewed, but she helped pack documents out of the White House and out of the vice president's residence and to move them to Delaware and apparently to the Penn Center.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know the specifics on who moved what. But bottom line is she was recommended to be on Joe Biden's staff from Hunter Biden. And she had apparently provided a tremendous amount of information to Hunter Biden while she was working on his father's staff. Some of that information included personal phone numbers of senior leaders in the government, including most of congressional leaders and Senate leaders. Personal phone numbers,
yeah.
Addresses, other information that was happening inside the vice president's office that would help Hunter Biden influence at the same time as connect with Chinese, Ukrainians, and other nefarious characters in order to sell his wares. This is very, very damaging information for the Biden family and potentially damaging enough to push Joe Biden out of office. And it looks like that Democrats are actually jumping on board with that to push him out as more and more information is brought forward.
You know, Jimmy, I got to tell you, I simply don't understand how Hunter can actually sell his dad as a commodity, sell his dad as a very, very expensive commodity. I cannot believe that the government of the United States of America has let that go without a major, major issue on their part stopping that. Because, I mean, it happened both in the Ukraine and it happened in China and it happened, you know, God knows where else, Jim.
Well, first of all, I don't think it's just Hunter Biden. I think it's a massive number of people that use their family members, their parents or their friends or whatever to gain power, to cut deals with you know, legislators and the executive branch. That's nothing new. But here's what's interesting to me. I don't believe Hunter Biden was the huge mastermind for all this. I think Joe Biden has been doing this for a long time. I think Hunter Biden just was brought up in this environment and has been using his skills and knowledge in order to benefit them all in conjunction with Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And I think it's just the level of corruption that exists in D.C. with many, many leaders there.
Yeah.
And the problem becomes when the Department of Justice picks sides on who they're going to protect and who they're not with this type of corruption. We have the actual problems we have right now in America with half the nation. Half the nation does not trust our law enforcement officials or our intelligence because of what they've done to attack opposition elements and to protect their own party or their own favorites inside Washington, D.C.
Yeah, well, they certainly don't trust the people that you just mentioned. But what I think is really sad, given the fact that our country has always been, up until very recently, the leader of the world, the opinion of people in our society, of the executive branch of government, in my opinion, couldn't be lower.
Yeah, no, I agree. And we've just got a few seconds before we got to go to the commercial break. But
we got about 8 seconds.
Yeah, well, let's
take it right now. You guys have got the top of the hour news coming up. And I got to tell you, there are some interesting things going on in the news right now. So don't switch your dial quite yet. We'll be back shortly.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.